Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Debug Days of Our Lives and Friends. This is Carrie, and tonight we will be interviewing Days of Our Lives actress Patrika Darbo, who plays Nancy Westley on the show. And we have our host, Marianne.
Hi, everyone.
And Anna.
Hello.
Oh, where'd Anna go? There she is. And hosting tonight
totally.
That's okay. And hosting tonight is Rose.
Hi.
Go ahead, Rose.
Oh.
Got the floor.
Well, I wanted to introduce you to Starbo. I mean, I'm so glad you made it and that you were able to join us tonight. It's absolutely a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, and thanks for asking me.
And I know that you've done a lot of different things. You're on Days right now, and we're so glad to have you back.
Thank you.
And you've done a lot of other things as well, like Desperate Housewives and so many different things.
Well, yeah, I try to keep as busy as possible. It's a little tougher now because everything is so youth-oriented, but I do get to work. I just got back from Atlanta where I was doing Devious Maids, which is Mark Cherry, who created Desperate Housewives. He's done this new one, Devious Maids, with Eva Longoria, and it was fun. It just a very nice guest star part, and not one of my prettier roles by any means, but it was fun. And I got to visit my family. I got to visit college, friends I knew from college. And so it was a nice experience. And I'm getting ready to do two films, and I'm just trying to keep busy.
Awesome.
I guess I should say, again, we talked in a little bit, all the things that you're seeing on Days of Our Lives right now, I filmed in November and December. So currently, I'm not there. My taped version of me is there right now.
Yeah. And this is a good time for the interview because you actually just returned just the last week. I mean,
it's great. It's
your
fun
first appearance.
It's fun to be back. And when I was there previously, I didn't get to work with Melissa, Missy Reeves. She wasn't really on the show at that time. And it was so interesting because we were talking a little earlier for anybody else that's just joining us about the fact that when Nancy came back, there were a lot of things that I was like, who are these people and why am I talking to them? Because I really didn't get to work with Missy the first time around because we did. She wasn't really on the show, I don't think, at the time. Or she had just come back as we were starting to leave. And I never worked with her mother. Jamie Lynn Bowers, I believe, is her mother on the show. I never really worked with her. She never was on the show at all. So when they talk about things that Nancy did, I was sort of lost a little bit because I went, suddenly you have that age thing where you go, oh, have I forgotten something? What's going on here? So
you terrorized her brother, Mike Horton.
Well,
you remember
and
that,
I did not terrorize if he allowed us to do the things we did to them.
Yeah.
And he was,
well.
he was dipping his wick. So,
loyal,
lovely husband and I just took advantage of shame on them.
Yeah.
So it was a fun time. Loved working with all of them. And of course, my darling Kevin. So I missed him coming back, but Nadia is, to have seen her grow up on the show and to see how far she's come as an actress, and it's just wonderful. And I'm real good friends with her mother, so she's sort of like my adopted daughter anyway, and so it's great.
Did you watch Fari and Nadia when they were on Dirty Soap last year?
No, I know. I'm not a reality person, so no, I'm sorry I didn't watch that.
Yeah, this, Nadia's mother ended up being the star. Does she have that type of personality?
She's a hoot and a half, and she's just adorable. And she, she does not suffer fools, and she says what's on her mind. And I adore her. And she's back in Sweden now, so I miss her terribly. So.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah, you've done the TV shows and the movies and the soaps. Is there, have you done voiceovers? Have you thought of doing voiceovers?
Oh, yeah. I did Rango with Johnny Depp. I was in that. I was one of the sheep in Babe, the first Babe that came out. It was a sheep and a chicken. I've done voiceovers there. And if you listen to a bunch of old things, I did a lot of voiceover stuff with in fact, I always say I have an Academy Award because in the movie, I think it's called Blue Skies with Jessica Lange, she won the Academy Award for that. There's a scene where they're in the family's in the car traveling, and I sang for her in that scene.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I've done it all. The only thing I think would be fun to do would be Broadway. I have not done Broadway, though I've done theater locally and when I was back in Atlanta, but I have never done anything on the New York stage, which I think would be a great thing to do.
I heard you met your husband in the theater.
I'm sorry, hon?
I heard you met your husband in the theater in Burbank.
I met my husband in community theater. He was the stage manager, and I was in the chorus. And then when we got married, we got married on stage. And the production starring me as the bride. It was great.
That's cool. Yeah, Anything Goes or something. That was
that's the show we met in. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have a preference? Is there one genre that works better for you? No,
I love performing. That's what I went to school for. That's why I said I don't watch a lot of reality. It's kind of, for all of us that went to school and studied hard and are still studying, to have somebody do a sex tape and suddenly is a major star is a little hard to take sometimes.
Yeah.
But anyway, but I digress. I think... for actors, when you're on stage or you're doing three-camera work where there's a live audience, like when I did Step by Step or when I did Growing Pains, a lot of those shows, they were filmed in front of a live audience. Well, it's immediate for you because there's applause and laughter that you hear immediate. When you're doing the film, sometimes you're filming the beginning, middle, end, all out of order. And there's no one there except the camera crew and the person you're working with. So I think as an actor, I like that when you hear the applause and you hear the laughter and you know you're doing a good job. But then you can go to the theater and watch what you did and hear people laugh or applaud in the theater and at the movies, and you sort of still get it. But it's the immediate one is in front of a live audience.
I know we've talked a lot about helping the animals and the children, all the work you do to help them.
We have to, as responsible human beings, take care of those people that don't, and animals, children and animals don't have a voice. They can't say no. They can't say stop. Though we are, fortunately teaching children now to stand up and say no, yell at the top of your lungs and things like that. But an animal can't. And if it bites you, then it ends up getting euthanized. So it's like it's a vicious circle for them. So I try to say, be sure you spay and neuter your animals, and don't need a purebred. Adopt. Take some little something and save its life.
Adopt from the shelters, and I know you post a lot on your Facebook page if anybody wants to see what's available.
I get a lot of things from Bill Fife, who is from my high school days back in Atlanta. And then I have another one that comes across from Orange County. She and I do a lot of stuff together. She's an actor. Her husband is a makeup artist. And so we try to post and do things out there. I think, I could end up penniless if I spent all my money trying to do that. So I try to post and send money where, their dire needs. And then at least post to try to let other people, if you've got a penny or something, send it out there. And there's so many things that the wounded warriors for the military. There are a lot of pets that are we're helping out our military people with animals there. And it's just try to take care of them. That's all.
Yes, I can relate because I adopted my dog from an animal shelter, and I think that's kind of the best place to get them, too. Get some of the nicest, best pets there. They want a home.
If you don't, they want a home so better. They want to be loved, and you're saving a life. You're truly saving a life. And sometimes it's your own life, because pets have been shown to lower blood pressure, and how many of them have woken people up in the middle of the night because there's a fire or somebody trying to break in. I mean, they become family members, and it's important.
Oh, yeah.
And even if you don't have the money to donate, you can volunteer at a shelter to help walk them.
Those dogs look forward to getting somebody to come and take them for a walk.
Right. And I know my daughter did that for a while, and she really enjoyed it because she's an animal lover.
And if you can't have one in your apartment, you want some exercise, that hour a day that you walk that dog is also good for you. I'm not the poster person for anybody that's the healthiest, but I do walk my dog 2 times a day, and it's important.
I got my cat at a shelter too. She was about 6 months old, and she is like, she's not like family. She's my furry family member.
There you go. And you know what?
They are.
I shouldn't just say dogs. I like cats. There are people with horses, bunny rabbits. There are animals that suddenly people get, and they suddenly go, what the hell were we thinking? And now they have a life here that's depending on them, and they can't take care of it. So they thrust it upon somebody else. It's like Easter's coming up. You do not need to get your child a bunny or a chicken or anything.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
ridiculous. Don't do that. Or unless you realize that that's
unless
going to be for a
can't
number
truly
of years.
Take care of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have rabbits and horses and stuff because my daughter shows them in 4-H. But I mean, they live a lot longer than people realize when they buy them.
They need to be taken care of. It's not something that you can just bring home and leave in a shoebox someplace. It's not going to happen.
If it's a little child, they're only going to love it for the first day or two,
And then when they find out they've got to feed it, brush it, take it out, do stuff, they don't want it anymore. And then if mom can be stuck with it, and then mom says, I don't want it anymore or something, you know, or a puppy comes into the house because they think it'll be so cute and it chews somebody's shoes, well, you know, what are you going to do, turn your kid in if the kid chews your shoes? I mean, it's like...
I know.
Yeah, some people are too quick to not give, especially if you get a puppy. And if you don't want that, don't get a puppy. Get an older puppy.
Well, that's why
we're going
to rescues and going to the
dogs.
Pound.
Now, cats are pretty self-sufficient, but dogs will chew if they're puppies, and they're going to mess your house up.
It's like kids get into things that you're not supposed to get into, too. You know, it's like,
right.
And you know, come
you
on,
have
you
to
know,
give
when you
time.
Brush your hair, ladies, don't you find hair in your brush? So if it's, you know, puppies are going to shed, you're going to shed. So there's a lot of things. It's not, you shouldn't just buy on a whim, you know.
Right, it's a commitment,
do a little research.
You know, to the end, you know, to they're no longer with you.
That's my soapbox.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
I agree.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It really is. Now, we've also talked about the sales, and I wanted to know if you had any special tips for all of us to go to sales. Like, I'm going to have to do some decorating, so I need tips.
You mean like looking for sales and things like that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know what your neighborhood looks like and stuff like that, but I'll tell you this, honey, the Goodwill is a great place to go.
Oh, yes. I love the Goodwill.
Keeps things out of landfills, and, you know, it's like go to the Goodwill and check things out there and go to flea markets and things like that. So you find real treasures there.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about math, and I can't do the 20% off of a 30% sale, But I can do the algebra part.
I the algebra part and the, you know, one third of this, one fourth of that's 20% of training stress. Okay, listen, I'm gonna pay $4.52 for this. Okay, I'll take it. Listen, I know those things, but do not ask me to do the right angle of this and the left angle of that because I have no concept on what's going on there. So,
I know who to message when I have a problem with how much
this
is going to cost me at the register.
Just email me and I'll tell you. But
exactly.
It's great. Those are the important things. And coupons. Cut your coupons out.
Oh,
use your coupons.
Yes. Coupons.
Oh, I'm a big one for that, coupons.
Well, it's very hard to get a break sometimes, but when you get those good coupons, use them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have any special hobbies that you just like to do, or...
I mean, I stay pretty busy. I have been writing. I did a couple of web series. Misbehave is one of them that's done now. We're going to do a second one called Rain, but I got to direct an episode of that and won an award. That was great. I was like, whoa, this is something I really like doing, so I'd like to direct some more. I like to keep working and keep busy. I do sew, I do knit, I do crochet. And my husband, I always tease him that he married me because I can run any power tool. And when we've done three additions to our home. The first one we did ourselves with two other guys. The second one we did a little bit. And the third one I said, I am too old and a princess now. I'm not doing that.
If you ever happen to see the tweet, our dear diva Carrie Diva's tweets, she's quite the home renovator extraordinaire, and we sort of have a running joke that I end up doing all the OSHA paperwork for her every time she gets injured. So
oh dear.
So the diva knows a little bit about home projects.
I got injured at Lowe's this past Saturday. Oh. I was opening up a box of tile, was on doing my kitchen. I hadn't picked out tile yet, and the box slipped my thumb open. So that was a joke. I didn't even do a project, and I got injured. So I could relate to all the home improvement that you're doing.
Did you, like, throw yourself on the ground and scream?
No, I just said, I'm bleeding. I didn't even know it. It was like a couple minutes later, my thumb's dripping, and the employee...
Honey, they should have given you the box of tile. You should have just laid right down there and bled on everything. Give me these tiles. It has injured me.
I love tile. I have a thing about tile. It's kind of like jewelry to me. I think if you pick the right tile, it just makes the whole room...
Absolutely, because this person here that you're talking to picked the wrong tile when she redid her kitchen, and now... I don't care what you do to this tile, it looks dirty. So my husband and I are both going, okay, this has got to go. So our next project is to rip up the kitchen tile and put something else down there, because you can mop it, scrub it, bleach it, walk away, and turn around as you're walking away and look back, and it's just as bad as it was when you started. What we were thinking, I have no idea, but you're absolutely right. Be sure you love it, because... awful.
Yeah, it's not fun taking it off either. So I had to take off tile I put up 16 years ago, and that was a hassle. But I reused
I did that a long time ago. Now I'm going to be like this. Hello, sir. Can you come do this? No, I can't be doing that again. I can be a boss this time. I can't be doing it. Oh. No. The thought of it is kind of scary. As it is, we're going to be putting in a new fence in our backyard and putting up some shrubs and stuff. So, and it's about time to put a garden in too. So, I've got to like decide what I want to put in again this year. So,
what kind of vegetables and fruits do you grow your own?
I had bell peppers. I had tomatoes, both beefsteak and aromas. I had little Chinese. Japanese eggplants. I had basil, and I still have my rosemary growing out there. Lettuce, scallions. What else did I have out there? Oh, beans. I put in beans. So it's about time for me to get out there and start hoeing.
Now, do you have a favorite dish that you like to cook?
I do a lot of salmon because my husband likes salmon. So we'll try to have salmon a couple times a week because it's very good for you. So I usually have salmon and, you know, rice or some kind of potato and a vegetable. And I'm also good with leftovers. I come from the age where my grandmother taught me to make stone soup, and that was everything in the refrigerator went in to the pot that was left over at the end of the week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's called. My grandmother called it stone soup. And if there was like one pork chop left, one potato, two or three green beans, zucchini, some corn, some rice.
Throw it all in the pot.
Yeah, it all went in one pot. And then, so. I try to do that. I'm really not a diva.
I want to talk to Dave a bit. How do you like Nancy's storyline right now?
I can't really talk too much about it because, I mean, even though I filmed it before, I can't really tell you what's happening and stuff there. I mean, Nancy was her charming, adorable self, though I think that it was I think that they could have done more with it, but as an actor, that's always what we think we should have had more to do. I would love to see them think about a storyline where Nancy and Craig come back to town with Joy, who is now age appropriate for Jennifer's son, and wreak a little havoc there. But I would also like to see Craig and Nancy get even with Lauren Coslow. For what she did to our daughter.
Well, there you go.
And,
that would be fun.
It would be some pretty kind of interesting storylines and stuff there. It's very interesting because, I mean, Chloe went from being very sweet to suddenly she's like this kind of evil little bitch that, you kind of go, what the hell? But at the same time, you kind of look back and go, okay, her marriage was broken up. She lost her career at this point. She's not doing that. Suddenly she became a prostitute, forced into that, lost her son part of the time, got her son back part of the time. You know, Nancy would never have put up with that.
Exactly. What about what Vivian did? I mean,
I know that she said she was never coming back to the show, but it would be fun to get even with Vivian and just work with her because what a consummate actress she is. So, I mean, there's just a lot of potential of things that could be done. And, you know, and I love my fans. I had a great time on the show, and I would go back if asked. But at the same time, I'm not one of those people that sits and waits. I've got other little irons in the fire, and so I just try to go on. I just can think of fun story things that would be great. And I think it's also interesting to think about the fact that Nancy raised Joy.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't raise Chloe, so you can know that Joy's going to be hell on wheels. So she could certainly do a little damage to take care of her sister. So, and of course, I love my darling Kevin, so it was always fun to work with him and have him back as chief of staff because they haven't run that hospital really good. And he could certainly
That's
put
true.
Daniel in his place.
Oh, yeah. It would be great to have you both back there again.
It would be fun.
Demon. Yes.
It was a fun time scheming. It was good to be bad.
Yeah. And love the love scenes, too. Didn't you just love those,
too? Oh, you betcha, baby. And those were fun. Those were fun.
Yeah.
Our hot tub in his office and so much fun.
Did I see that the TV Guide back in 1999 named you one of the sexiest TV stars?
It was
TV
great,
Guide.
Yes. I was named one of the
Do you remember
kids.
That?
The one, yes, it was. What a great honor. I was on the covers, inside there with a lot of people. I mean, I'm trying to think. Alyssa Milano was one of the 16. I was the only female from daytime, which was an incredible honor to be bestowed upon me.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful to the TV Guide and for doing it, also to Days of Our Lives for the opportunity, and also I had an Emmy nomination, which comes from your peers, and what a great honor that
was.
Yeah,
for supporting actors.
So, it's a wonderful opportunity. I enjoyed every minute of it. And I look at me now, here I am talking to more people. I mean, it's been since 98 when I joined the show, so it's a terrific thing. It's a wonderful genre that I think people don't realize that even though there's only four soaps left, if you turn on the nighttime television, look at the nighttime soaps. I mean, people don't realize that
they're
the same thing. The only difference is that daytime is shot so fast, you have a show a day, whereas the shows at nighttime, a soap opera for a nighttime show like Dallas, it takes at least 2 weeks to shoot one episode. One episode is shot in one day for daytime. So It's a fast genre. It's a genre that's been around forever, and I don't think it will ever be gone, And I'm hoping that the All My Children and One Life to Live coming on the internet will be successful, because I think it will open the doors to even more shows coming back or creating new ones. And I'm not sure if you ladies are familiar with web series, but, you know, there was the fourth annual Indie Soap Awards in New York this past year. Last year I was nominated and went. I wasn't able to go this year. But there are so many web series that are soap operas that are out there right this moment. In fact, Kyle Lauder, who was the original Brady when I was on the show, he did it was Divanity, I think it's called. Which was a web series that he was doing, which was, you know, won a number of awards last year when I was there. I don't know what they won this year because I didn't get to see all the awards and ceremonies, but they're incredibly well put together, well shot shows that I think.
Yeah, I've seen Venice too.
Yes, I mean, absolutely. That's completely skipped my mind, but absolutely. Look what they did there. I mean, and I think Martha Madison, who was excuse me, I'm coughing. She was Belle. She also was on one of the series. I can't think of what hers is.
The Bay?
The Bay. But there's a number of them out there that are so well shot, so well put together, and as they go along, we'll only get better. I mean, if you look at the first year versus the next year and the next year, how much better they've gotten. And I think the way television is right this moment, the advertisers are foolish not to get in bed with some of these people and start giving them money to make them even better with product placement and advertisements. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's so much to offer in this industry right this moment. Personally, as an actor, knowing how many, and I'm an officer in the union, that there are so many actors out there that are working, that want to be working. I think some of the producers, and this goes for nighttimes and films and everything, need to look at the fact that they should do their homework and they shouldn't be casting the same person over and over in each. You know, oh, get him from that show because he was good, instead of doing their homework and auditioning other actors. Because as a viewer, if you suddenly turn on the television and there's Bill Smith doing one role, and then you turn over to the next show on another network and there's Bill Smith again going, well, he must be the bad guy or the good guy or the person that did it because I just saw him over here. I think the actors and the young producers that are out there right now are doing their homework and being creative, and the other people aren't. And that's not good for the business. That's just my opinion. We all have an opinion like we all have a butt.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right. Yeah. It seems like the web series is the future now.
I mean, it's everything. I mean, when we're so instantaneous. You tweet this, you email that, you guys are all in different states, and we're all talking together on one line, and other people have an opportunity to call in and join us. I mean, we're in an incredible age, and we should use it and realize that everybody needs to do their homework. Everybody needs to pull their weight and not insult the viewing audience, because the viewing audience is still the person going to buy the product or turn the TV on or turn the TV off or turn the phone on or turn the phone off, turn the computer on, turn the computer off. Yeah, so there needs to be a little respect, I think, to you, the viewing audience.
I know at my house we have a rule that you turn off the cell phones when you come to the dinner table, or at least, you know, don't bring them with you. Do you have the same kind of thing?
Well, it's just my husband and I, and I begged him to get a cell phone just for an emergency in case something happened and I needed to get a hold of him. He finally condescended to get one, but he never turns the damn thing on, so I don't know why he has it in the first place. So
sounds like my mother.
So the cell phones are generally off anyway at home. I have it off because as an actor, when you go into auditions and things, you can't have your phone making any noises. So half the time I forget to turn it on, so I have to constantly check it. But I'm still a landline lady. But you're right. When we want to sit and talk and do stuff together, everything's off.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Rose, I'm going to take a caller, and as it pops up here, and we have Sabina on the line.
Hello, Patrika. This is Sabina.
Hi, Sabina.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And you?
I'm very good. I actually met you last June at the Samantha's Friends event out there in L.A.
Martha's?
At the Samantha's Friends, and it was a combination of two different charities, and I can't remember the other name.
Oh, I remember when we were at the hotel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was so lovely meeting you, and I really enjoyed that event. And I got to say, you're a hoot. You are so much fun.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm hoping that Samantha, we were speaking earlier about animals and stuff. Samantha's Friends, she works to get enough money to train a service animal for someone who epileptic or someone who is confined to a wheelchair or is service animals. And so I've worked with her organization, I guess, for about 8 or 9 years now or more. She's based out of Florida, but they've had the last couple here in Los Angeles. But it's a great organization. That's something everybody can get involved with, too, is organizations that, raise money and train animals, service animals, because they're terrific.
Yeah, that was fantastic. And I loved listening to them talk about how they work, and they even showed us some examples. So that was a lot of fun.
It was incredible. I think it was the first year I got involved, a mother was talking about the fact that she had a child who had epilepsy, and she had to leave her child at home on a mattress because she couldn't afford anything, on a mattress while she went to work to raise money to be able to pay for the rent and stuff like that. They got a service dog, and this dog can tell when that child is going to have an attack and makes her sit down wherever she is,
amazing.
And then lays across her and waits till the... So they're incredible, these animals, and how they're trained and the relationship they have with their owners and their patients, basically. So it's always a pleasure and an honor for me to be involved in those kind of things.
Well, that's fantastic. It was really a wonderful event, and I loved meeting everybody. And I didn't realize when I met you that you're from Atlanta, and I actually live in Atlanta. My mom is from Atlanta. I didn't grow up here. I just ended up back here, and which is nice because all my family is here. So when you talk about your high school, which high school did you go to?
I went to Briarcliff High School, which is not even around anymore right this moment. So they do use it for Vampire Diaries and Teen Wolf now, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Out in the northeast section of Atlanta that they use that for. I just recently, as I said, was back there because Tyler Perry has a beautiful facility back there where he does his stuff. Tyler Perry plays Medea, in case people are not sure who he is. And he was just, the Detective Cross. I can't think of the first part. But anyway, he has a beautiful facility back there. And Devious Maids, which I just shot, they film at the ABC Screen Gems, which is the old fairgrounds. Out in Atlanta. I think it's way out in the southeast section. I'm not sure exactly. I can't really tell you. It's been a while since I was back there. It was a good friend. Good thing I had somebody else driving me because I was like, oi, oi.
I know. It built up fast, didn't it?
Oh, my gosh. It built up so fast, but the roads didn't build up so fast. Amazing. Amazing. But Atlanta is a big hub right this moment for productions and stuff because they do... Besides the shows I've just said, they do Drop Dead Diva. Mm-hmm. They do The Glades out of there. They do Teen Wolf, Vampire Diaries. A lot of those things are all shot there. And Atlanta is a big casting hub, so people cast out of there for New York, for North and South Carolina, for Florida, for Louisiana. So there's a lot of production being done out of Atlanta right now.
Yeah, it's a great big city. I'm glad to be back here. But that's neat because actually Briarcliff is not that far from where I live. So, and I actually work over at North Lake Mall. I don't know if North Lake Mall was ever there.
I don't think it was even there, but I do kind of know where you are because I was very close. I was between Briarcliff High School and Decatur, Decatur, Tucker High School. Out there. My family still kind of lives out in Gwinnett County, someplace out there. It all gets lost to me. But I did a theater thing at Stone Mountain before they ever did the carving on Stone Mountain. They had a little theater called the Stone Mountain Theater there. I mean, it was years ago.
That's amazing. I would love for you to come back and do some more theater. I'd love to see you on the stage because I really enjoy watching live theater as well. So hopefully one day.
Absolutely. Yes, I hope so. Because it is one of the things I love doing.
And I will definitely catch you on Twitter. I'm going to let you go take other calls. I do follow you on Twitter, and I follow you on Facebook. So I'll tweet you the picture that we took.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yes, do.
All right. It was very nice talking with you.
Thank you. It's been very nice talking to you, too.
I look forward to everything else that you are, your other irons in the fire.
Thank you very much.
Up. You're welcome.
Thanks for being on.
Bye. You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's great about Atlanta. I didn't realize that all that filming was going on down there.
There's so much production, which is kind of a sad thing for California because they have made so many restrictions and not done as many wonderful things with that some of the other states. Like I filmed and will be filming again in Michigan. Michigan has a wonderful rebate system that allows them to do a lot of production there, as does Georgia now. And so it's unfortunate that California is sort of like we have a southern expression called peed in their chili. So it's not a good thing. But it's good for the other states, so.
Steve Blackwood lives in Michigan. He played Barge on Days of Our Lives when a step
No, I haven't talked to him in forever. I hope he's still doing some of his music and stuff.
Yeah, he's active a lot on Facebook. He's teaching a lot,
that's
too.
Good. That's good.
Yeah, but he was getting a lot of movie roles, and his daughter's now acting, too.
Well, I'll have to Facebook him so that I can tell him I'm coming there and let him know so in case there's any roles or something that we can maybe work together again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said for experienced actors, Michigan's a great place to be because they don't seem to have a lot of them there. So, yeah, I think since he's been there, he's had quite a few movie roles.
Well, sometimes it's the case of being the big fish in the little pond versus the little fish in the big pond. I mean, there are some places where there's not a lot of theater or not a lot of production going on, and if something goes there, it's a perfect opportunity for actors. And that's why I always tell young actors, I do a lot of mentoring for women in film, and I am an officer in my union, and I try to help other young actors just starting out, just to tell, you know, first of all, get your education, because that is so important, and work locally. Make those contacts and learn everything. Learn where the camera goes. Learn where to hit your mark. Learn how the lights are, and what the appropriate. I mean, we all know or should know that we should be polite and treat people the way we want to be treated. But there's also who's in charge on the set, how that works, and who. So you learn right where you live. Go to school, learn it, see if there's any production going, and go to your local TV stations. Get as much education as you can before you decide to venture to New York, to Atlanta, to California, because it's so competitive.
Oh, yeah.
And there's so much rejection, so you must grow a thick hide so that you, and not take it personally. But there is a lot of rejection.
So when did you know that you wanted to be an actress, or what inspired
you? My mother
said
when I came out of the womb.
That soon, okay.
Yes, my mother called me Sarah Bernhardt all my life and said that was just what happened. But I did it in... you know, I was a brownie, I was a Girl Scout in church, you know, high school, grammar school, all those places.
Oh, I mean, okay, anywhere you could do theater or act or sing or whatever, yeah, okay.
Honey, I do it all, tap dance and just get on the tight bra to hold those boobs in place and tap dance my little heart out. So.
And you dance? Oh, good.
You kind of learned all. I mean, I can sew my costume, cut my costume out, sew my costume while I'm tap dancing, while I'm putting on the makeup, doing the hair, and building the set.
Wow.
And your husband is a stage manager. Is he still working?
My husband is retired, but my husband was more a producer. When we did little theater and community theater together, he did a lot of stage managing and working on the sets and stuff like that. But he, if you've ever been to Disney World in Florida, there's at Epcot, there's a French film where you sit and you kind of are like going down a canal in France.
Okay.
And then if you go to Canada, you'll see the Circle Vision Canada film.
Circle Vision, right.
He was like a producer on all those films.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
And he did, in fact, he did the first Frankenweenie when it was a live action thing instead of the animated version 10 years ago. And so he worked for Disney for a long time.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any places that you'd like to visit that you haven't? And what places, what countries or whatever have you visited that you...
I haven't seen a lot of the United States that I'd like. I've never been to Mount Rushmore. I'd love to go there and see something. I'd love to spend more time in Washington, D.C. and just go through the Smithsonian. I mean, there's so many things to see and do. My husband has never been to London. He has been all over Europe because when he was in the service, but he never got to London, and I'd like to take him there for our wedding anniversary so that he can spend time. I'll never see him. I'm going to shop in Harrods while he's in a museum. But, you know, there's still a lot of things, you know, to do and stuff.
You have a big anniversary coming up, right?
Yes,
or I'm not sure.
My 40th wedding anniversary.
40th, yeah, because I saw 1973. I have 33 years. I'll be married in June.
My manager is very funny. She always goes, "What the hell do you two have to talk about?"
Really?
I would say.
Well, there you go. You should go to London then.
That's what we're going to try to do and try
to
do.
That's what you're
going to
do. Mm-hmm.
That's the plan right this moment. But you know, sometimes it doesn't always work out. But that's the plan we're aiming for right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the times you just want to stay home and not bother with all the things that happen now with people shooting each other and worrying about if you've got on the wrong, you know, you're going to set an alarm off at the airport or something. So,
mm-hmm.
But then it's an adventure and you should do everything. So.
I think we have another caller I wanted to bring on, April. Okay. April?
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
Hey, April.
Hey. Well, I really enjoyed this. Has been an interesting interview from dogs to home repair, and wow. If y'all want to come do some work, I'm available Saturday. I need a new kitchen tile and mine's the same way. I heard you were saying you can bleach it and do that, and you know what? Mine's the same way.
It's got a printer. It's like a. It almost looks like a hag dykes when they've got old rocks and old worms or old things imprinted in them. I don't know what the hell we were thinking when we bought it, but it is horrible, and it's got to go.
Yeah, I hear you.
And for any of you that are homeowners and for our newest homeowner going that did her walkthrough, it never ends. You get the last room painted, and it's time to start on the first room again. So.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah.
I love what you're doing for the dogs. You know, we have two dogs that are just like our children, and I really would love it if maybe I could get the information from the ladies if there's some charity for the dogs or something that I could donate to. I would love to. I kind of came in late to the show. If there's any,
where are you located?
Donate or whatever.
Where are you located, April?
Southern California.
So, honey, you know what? There's the Bill Foundation. There's my mind just went blank. There's a whole bunch of them. If you email me at TOTOFANS, TOTOFANS. Oh, the Rescue Train. That's what I'm going to tell you. The Rescue Train does a lot of stuff. I mean, they have a bunch of things. And if you're in Southern California, if you look on my Facebook, you'll see something from Iva Frank. She goes into the kennels down in the OC all the time. But, you know, check out, just call your local pound and see if you can help out there, because they always need help, but the rescues especially.
Right.
Fostering. If your two children will allow somebody to be fostered, you could be a foster mother and help somebody get a dog out of the pound and get ready for a new home.
Right.
I can't do that because mine right now is spoiled rotten. When we went to adopt her, she was in with other dogs and other animals, and then we get her home and she turned into Cujo. It's like, these are my people, this is my house, and I will rip your face off if you come over here. And right now she is a little terrier mix. And my husband and I both went, because we'd had a terrier before, and I had a little pit mix who passed from thyroid cancer a couple years ago, which was devastating. But she was the sweetest dog on the face of the earth. And now we have this little 23-pound versus the 50-pound. But this little 23-pound dog is, like, fierce. She's going to kill anything that walks. So you never know.
Dogs are incredible. You know, dogs are incredible, and it's remarkable the work that you're doing. Do you feel like your dogs are like your children? I mean,
oh, absolutely.
That's how I feel about mine.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's a member of this family, period.
That's
end of report.
Yeah. We have a Chihuahua and a German Shepherd, and you would think that two of a combo could be best friends, but I'm telling you, they are. My German Shepherd will sit there and wait for the Chihuahua to eat, and, you know, he's just very protective of her. And, I mean, he could rip her up in a second playing with her, but he's very gentle, and, you know, they are just that. We kind of rescued them, too, and dogs are just incredible. I had cats before, and there's nothing like having a dog. I mean, I love cats, but there's nothing like having a dog.
Well, because the dog is like, they are so, they're family members in the fact that they are, cats are independent, whereas the dog is not. The cat,
right.
I hate to say this, the cat can go out the door and kill a bird and eat, but the dog is just going to sit there and, you know, so. And I think the hardest thing for me that's been working with this stuff is that I don't understand how anyone could let some of the things happen. It's like one thing to know that this person has mistreated an animal, but then when you read some things and you find out that other people knew they were doing it and didn't turn them in or didn't say something.
Right.
I can't even watch that commercial they play, like, on soap during the show. Oh, my gosh. I just, like, can't even watch that.
Well, some of the things that I get sent are so horrific that I end up crying, sobbing, and then I have to go throw up because they're so devastating. But it kind of goes back to, you know, the old saying about they came to take my neighbor and I didn't say anything, and then they came to take me and there was nobody to say anything again. So, you know, we are all responsible for each other. So, and we should try to take care of each other. Anyway, so maybe I live in
people don't realize that dogs will defend you. I mean, my shepherd is the sweetest, most lovable thing, but I'll tell you, if anybody tried to hurt one of my children, they wouldn't get to him.
She knows what her job is.
Right.
You know, so, and if anybody tried to hurt you, you'd probably rip them limb from limb. So,
right.
You know, they're family members, and
oh, yeah.
You know, it just amazes me that people don't. I think women are a little better about it than men are at times, so. Anyway.
I agree with what you're saying. People don't realize it's a big responsibility. With a cat, you can go away, leave them outside, put some food and water, and they're okay. Dogs are not like that. You know, it's a much more in-depth responsibility that I don't think a lot of people take very seriously, you know?
No, and they don't. And it goes back to the same thing about, you know, please don't buy your dog, your child a puppy or a bunny or a chicken or something. Just go to the zoo and you know, let them look at them there. Or, but unless you're making the commitment for the life of that animal and letting that animal live in a good lifestyle, then don't do it, because they are a responsibility.
you know, it's like I tell a lot of people, there are days, you know, my carpet was torn up from when they were little, or, you know, they had an accident and can't get the smell out. But, you know, all of the, yeah, much more joy and love than you will ever get for, you know, the little things the dogs get into. And most of the time, when dogs do something, it's our fault. Maybe we didn't let them out, or we didn't.
Well, people always go, you know what, they always worry about, you know, but dogs chewing shoes. Chewing your shoes. Did you put your shoes away in the closet on a shelf where they're supposed to be, or did you leave them sitting under the coffee table? Hello.
Right. It's just like having a 2-year-old. That's right.
Yeah, right. The dog doesn't recognize the difference between. And then some people go and give a dog an old shoe to chew. Well, the dog doesn't know the difference between that old shoe and your new shoe. So
that's right.
And what people need to realize is that a dog is like a 4-year-old. It'll never get any older than a 4-year-old. You need to remember that you're dealing with a forever 4-year-old. So sometimes
you can't give them food one day and then get mad the next day that they're begging for food. You know, you have to be consistent, just like you do with children.
Absolutely. There's the hint. You need to be consistent. You need to have rules. Children need rules. We all need rules.
Right. That's right. Well, I wanted to tell you I am enjoying you on Days of Our Lives. I have missed Nancy and Craig so much. I was hoping that he would join you, too. You guys were just great.
So do I. I love Kevin Spirit.
I love it. And you really, you know, as a woman, I really identified with your character. You were very real, and you guys had, you know, a lot of harmony and the joke, you know, romance, but there was a lot of comedy in it. I don't know if you've ever been told that, but I feel that your character is very entertaining, you know. Just fun to watch. And I really hope, I was listening to you earlier, that they maybe will bring back, you know, Craig and Joy and all of that. Because, you know.
You know, again, that's kind of with you guys all have the power, the same way that all of you are on the telephone with me right this moment. And let me preface this by saying I'm not saying it to do it about Craig and Nancy. But when you have the power that we have where we can get on the phone and be all over the world or all over the country talking with one another, you can do the same thing with NBC or ABC or CBS.
Honey, I know that. I'm going to jam,
And just get on there and say, we love
the
Nancy.
Be very vocal.
We love them right now. Where the hell is Craig? Bring back Joy. Go after, you know.
That's a really good idea. Joy and Jack. Jack Jr. and Joy, they even have the same initials.
get on Twitter and tweet about it if you want Nancy and Craig back.
You have the power. Mm-hmm. And
if you had one word to describe Nancy as a character, what word would you use to describe her?
Oh, golly, let's think. You know, it's going to sound very strange, but I'm going to say loving.
Yeah,
which sounds
so
because
true.
She loving or loyal, either one of those. Loyal maybe first because she's loyal to her family above all.
Right.
Above all, her child can do no wrong. Her husband can do no wrong. Therefore, she can do no wrong. and loving in the fact that she's loyal to them. And
right. I really enjoyed what she said to Chloe about, you know, you can eliminate the competition, you can get rid of, you know, Jennifer, but you can't make somebody love you.
Well,
and
I think
the character, I mean, granted, I understand you can't get into too much because, you know, obviously you can't tell us what's going on, but I think Nancy has a perception of what's really going on, and I think she wants to help Chloe and be there, but on the other hand, she wants to be there for if it doesn't work out.
It goes back to the fact that she's loyal and she's loving. She's loyal because that's her daughter, and she's loving in the fact that she knows that, you know, what she says is, you know, you can lead the horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Right.
You can do everything you want to for Daniel to love you, but, you know.
You know,
at the same time, even though she feels that, Nancy will do whatever she can to make sure her daughter gets what she wants and take care of her. So,
right, and I love the little scheming and all of that. I mean, it just, you know, like I said, I miss that about Craig and Nancy.
Much fun.
You know, I love, like you said, that hostel is a joke. I mean, no disrespect, but I'm, you know, I just think they has not been, you know, Jennifer needs to be fired.
Well, she's had a tough time too, but remember, she's core family.
She's a little princess. She ain't going nowhere.
And she's and she loves and defends her family too. So,
right.
You know, I think we all get the misplaces, like her talking about the things that Nancy did to Mike. Well, Mike didn't leave town because Nancy did something to him. Mike left town because he was dipping his wick. So,
yeah, right, with Carrie.
Yes.
Yeah. How long has Nancy run on the show? Is it for a few months or?
I think I did 18 episodes, so I'm not sure how many we've done already, to be honest, that you've seen. So
I think it's probably about 4 or 5.
Maybe. Okay, so I would say I think I'm there through till April, till the first part of April.
Good.
So.
Well, I'm a little tweety queen, but we're going to start tweeting about bringing Nancy and Joy and Craig back, because I love it. I don't know.
Then you'll be calling me later going, what the hell was I thinking? You're mean.
You know, I love characters like that. I think the ones that, like the Kates and the Nicoles and the Sammys, they're mischievous, but they do it for their family. Nobody messes with their kids, you know?
Well, I think it's a thing that we should always say is that, you know, family is the one thing you can always count on. Family is your family, and, you know, you take care of them. But unfortunately, sometimes things happen.
Right.
So.
That's for sure. How old is Joy supposed to be? I don't really remember too much of her.
Well, you know, to be honest, we've been gone since 2005 when Chloe got married. So she was, what, two? Or she was like two or three. They brought her four. So she would only be like 12 or 13 right this moment, but the way they age kids, because
look
at who's there now, she could come back and be, you know, 17 or 18. So.
Oh, easily.
Just enough to be causing problems.
Yeah, I liked what you said about Nancy not raising Chloe, and look how she went from, you know, good girl to bad girl. Joy would be an interesting angle, I think.
I think
they
it would be, because now don't forget that, you know, Joy can, even though she raised, Craig and Nancy raised Joy and probably love her and spoiled her rotten, that there's a way that Joy could also be very upset with the fact that she was born to save Chloe.
Sure.
And Chloe has done nothing but become a prostitute and all kinds of horrible things, and you love her more.
Right.
So, I mean, there's
just,
isn't that the wonderful part about the soap opera? It's about any kind of writing. You can really do what you want to do and really create some wonderful stories.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They get so many characters, I guess. You know, there's only so much you can do in an hour a day, but there's so many, you know, avenues that they could have gone if they kept you guys on the show, raising Joy, like you said. But I love that story. I thought it was very touching and very well written. You know, you saved your daughter's life, and that was,
it was,
you know,
it was great. And it was a timely thing, because if you remember back that point, there was a young Hispanic woman whose parents had a child to save her with bone marrow.
Right.
At the time, and I think that was art imitating fact and stuff. So, I mean, there's so many wonderful things to deal with and to work through.
You know, but obviously they have so many with the Hordens and the Bradys and the Daenerys. There's so many people. I guess that's why they have to, you know, leave and come back.
Well, you
got to
have your good guys, and you got to have your bad guys, or you know.
Yeah. You know,
then you can have your scheming families. Woo!
It's more fun to be the bad guy.
That's what I like about Craig and Nancy.
I'm sorry?
They weren't Hortons, they weren't Bradys, they weren't Daenerys. They kind of, you know, balanced it out a little bit.
It's true. I mean, and the Wesleys were pretty drama there for a while, because when Ghoul Girl came to town, it started a whole new cycle of a character. So.
Right. Boy, she changed, huh?
Well, that's what I'm saying. And, you know, and in reality, all of the changes that happened to her were forced upon her. And you know Nancy wouldn't let that happen. So.
Yeah. Does Nancy know all of that happened?
I'm sorry?
Does Nancy know about all the prostitution and all that?
Well, I think that there were times when they were told her some things were going on, because I believe that during the time Chloe did talk to her mother on the phone a couple times and stuff. Now, to be honest, I didn't watch the show because I was doing other stuff, so I don't really know, and that's why I said I had to go and figure out I don't remember ever talking to Jennifer's. When did we interact with Jennifer's mother? Because she has that scene where we're in the Plaza, Horton Plaza thing, where she says you did something mean to my mother, and I'm like, I never met her mother.
I didn't remember. Like, what was it? I don't remember that either.
Yeah, so I don't. You know, it. I think it's just it's a writing thing that just makes Nancy look a little more evil as to what Jennifer's doing, because those things never happened. And also, I never really interacted with Suzanne Rogers, and Suzanne, I think now is she's with Kyriakos, and Mike, I think Daniel is her son. These are all things that I never knew. And
right.
I think were just created, so it just made a little bit of chaos going on there. So,
yeah. Well, it wouldn't be a soap opera without that, huh?
You got to have that chaos. So.
Right. I know you guys probably have other callers, but I wanted to say Nancy has not changed. I don't know what it is about all you women on days. I know Rosie, I say this all the time, but you guys look great. I mean, you look just like you did 10 years ago.
Well, thank you very much, honey. It's good genes.
What is your secret?
And my secret is good genes. My grandmother was 101 years old, and she didn't look like she was a day over 60-something herself. And so I have very good genes. I'm very blessed with that. I think if, you know, sometimes I go, oh, maybe I should lift that. No, I can't be No. Maybe I should eat a few pieces more fruit or something. But thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, I was surprised to hear congratulations, by the way, being married 40 years. I mean, I expected them to say, you know, 20, 25 years, maybe.
Oh,
40
no, honey.
Years, wow.
Yes.
You know,
that's a child bride.
Do you have any children? Or?
No, my animals have always been my children. I'm a good aunt. I have, like, 4 nieces and nephews on my husband's side and 4 nieces and nephews on my side, and they each have children now, too. So we're a good aunt and uncle, but it's, whereas we take care of our dogs, I think the children need a little bit more than, power to those parents.
Well, I know, believe me, I feel the same about my dogs, so I know, you know, when the kids go, the dogs will still be there, and their dogs are as much work as kids sometimes.
I think they truly are, but at this point, I don't have to say to my dog, mom's going to get a babysitter for you while I go to a movie somewhere. It's a little tougher when you have children, and I have great respect for those women that are parents of four-legged children as well as two-legged children, especially two-legged children, because kudos to all of you for that.
Yeah, and I know. And it's like when you're going on a trip, you do have to either take your dogs to a kennel or get somebody to watch them. It's a big responsibility. Well, listen, thank you very much, and I definitely will check out the resources that you told me regarding helping animals, because
we
love animals.
Please do.
I will. Thank you very much. I enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you.
Thanks, ladies.
Thanks. Okay, we're going to be wrapping it up soon, but there is one question I always wanted to ask you. And Craig and Nancy had one of the best marriages ever in Salem. And what do you think their secret was? Because they seem to never really have that much angst
between
the two of them.
Because they were best friends. They were best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and that would say with my husband. My husband and I are best friends. But if it's one piece of advice I can give to any married couple or anybody contemplating marriage, is that marriage is not a 50-50 proposition. Marriage is a 100-100, because if either one of you have to give up 50% of yourself, then you're not entering into the agreement as a whole person. And so you will always be regretting something or feeling bad that half of you didn't come. So enter into your marriage 100-100 so that you're both complete human beings and love each other for who you are and what you are as a total human being.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful advice.
It is. Well, like how you said that. And it's
Thank
true.
You. I do definitely believe it. And, again, Kevin and I were friends. We had never met before, but we had mutual friends. We met on the show and immediately were like, bonded, and it was
great chemistry.
It really was that and we are still good friends and have been since we left the show. So, in fact, if I go to New York, I stay with him, I know his nieces and nephews in St. Louis. I've gone back to his high school. We've put on shows together to raise money for his high school. So we've done a lot of things together outside of Days of Our Lives because we're good friends. And like I said, you know, at Christmas he texted me and emailed me. He was in Antarctica with the penguins for Christmas because he does a lot of entertaining on ships. He has a one-man show and stuff. So we see each other very much. We're really good friends.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Girls, do you have any more questions for Patrika? Before we wrap it up?
I just want to say thank you again. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you tonight, and I know that everybody appreciates it.
Well, it's been my pleasure, and I thank you all very, very much. And look how fast the time went. Mercy, damn, I didn't know it was so late.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's been
so fun.
It has been fun, and good luck on getting your tile taken care of in your new house. And remember Goodwills, and look at consignment shops, and all kinds of stuff like that. Recycle.
Good luck to me doing the OSHA paperwork that I always have to fill out.
And next time something happens at Lowe's, honey, throw yourself on the floor and bleed on something. Just going,
there you go.
Give me these tiles.
And I have to tell you, now you might make me go look for a dog because mine passed away about 3 years ago and I still haven't gotten another one.
You know what? It's very hard.
I still might go to that shelter. It's hard. You know,
but just remember, like your children,
they are.
It's
like my third, child. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, you know, they're not the same. Your children aren't the same. So don't go to adopt and try to find the same because that you won't find it. They're just like children. They're different.
Each dog is different, right?
Each one is unique, and you need to treat them as unique animals and don't expect them to do the same things unless you're consistent with the same way you do things. But, again, you raised your three children, and they're not the same. So just remember that. And know that you have my numbers and emails, or if you need to get a hold of me again, or some kind of question that you didn't ask, or I didn't ask or answer. So,
I'll be keeping in touch.
Please do, and thank you, ladies, very, very much for this opportunity.
Oh, well, thank you
so much
for your time, and we love seeing you back on Days.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, and hopefully we'll do more together or something.
All right.
That'd be great.
Take care.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.
Bye, everybody. Bye. Bye, girls.